The first of the narrations that we want to look at then is the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma that occurs in the Sahih of Al-Imam Muslim, Sahih of Imam Al-Bukhari, and Al-Imam Afwal, or Afwan Al-Imam Hafidh ibn Hajar. He mentions it was collected by Ibn Mardaway, as he mentions in Fathul Bari. A narration wherein the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he mentions, وَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ إِذَا صَلَّى الصُّبْحِ جَلَسَ فِي مُصَلَّى وَجَلَسَ النَّاسِ حَوْلَهِ حَتَّى تَطْلُعَ الشَّمْسِ ثُمَّ يَدْخُلْ عَلَى نِسَائِهِ إِمْرَأَةً وَيُسَلِّمْ عَلَيْهِنْ وَيَدْعُو لَهُنْ فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمَ إِحْدَاهُنَّ كَانَ عِنْدَهَا. In this narration, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he informs us of how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was after or from the beginning of the morning, yani after Salatul Fajr, from the beginning of the morning, he radiallahu anhuma mentions, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا صلى الصبح جلس في مصلى. When the Prophet ﷺ used to pray subh, used to pray fajr, then he would remain in his musalla, remain in his place of prayer. وجلس الناس حوله. And then the people would sit around him. The people, يعني the Sahaba, they would sit around him. Until the sun rose. He mentions, ثُمَّ يَدْخُلْ عَلَى نِسَائِهِ. So look, ikhwan, at first and foremost, the fact that the Prophet ﷺ, after performing and carrying out the right of Allah Azza wa Jal, the second thing that he would do is he would address and he would speak to and conversate and respond, of course, to the questions and what have you and the tasa'ulat of his companions, radiallahu anhum. And so, the Prophet ﷺ would pray. After salah, they would sit around him. And then, the Prophet ﷺ, he would speak to them. وَجَلَسَ النَّاسِ حَوْلَهُ. They would sit around him, he would address them until the sun rose. When the sun would rise, يَدْخُلْ عَلَى نِسَائِهِ إِمْرَأَ إِمْرَأَ. He would then enter upon his wives, wife by wife. He would enter upon his wives, wife by wife. That is, he would enter upon one, enter upon the other, and he would check upon them. وَيُسَلِّمْ عَلَيْهِنْ. So he would enter upon them, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, كيف حالك, so on. وَيَدْعُوا لَهُنْ. And he would make dua for them. Reflect, ikhwan, upon that which is present here from the manifest and apparent sign of affection that the Prophet ﷺ showed to his family from the beginning of the day. Yani he would enter upon them, he would give them salam, and he would make dua for them. He would make dua for them. And that, think about, ikhwan, carrying that out in our time. And how in our time that would be practically carried out. Is it possible? Yumkin? It's doable. Alaysa kadhalik. It is possible without doubt. One enters upon his wife, he gives her salam. And within the conversation, within the kalam, yad'u laha. Allah yatik al-jannah. Allah yaghfir lak. Allah yubarik. Hatta Allah yubarik feek. Allah yuthabbitna wa iyaak. Yani a dua, but when she thinks about or when she hears that dua from her husband, yani it begins and it initiates from the beginning of the morning. Mahabba, these are yani we start sparking the matches of mahabba. You enter upon your wife, you give her dua, or she makes dua for you. You imagine, ikhwan, that your wife, from the beginning of the day, you enter upon her, you conversate with her, and she says, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make you from Ahlul Jannah, wallahi. Huh? You go out and you bring her those roses that she wanted from you, she'd probably receive them if she were to make a dua like that. But what will it do for your heart? Yani, it will without doubt instill from the beginning of the day, mahabba, based upon the dua. And depending upon the dua that she makes, the mahabba may be ashad. May Allah Azza wa Jal give you four wives, beautiful and righteous as me. Well, I love this woman. And so depending upon the dua, yani the mahabba may increase. Naam. And so yusallim alayhin wa yad'u lahun. Make dua for them. فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمَ إِحْدَاهُنَّ كَانَ عِنْدَهَا. And so whoever's day it was, then he would remain with her. The origin, as it relates to the affair of the qisma and the division between wives, is that the origin with the qisma is in relation to the night, yani al-mubit, and that which is yani after or during the times of mubit, and in the times of sleep and relaxation and what have you. And that generally was a sunnah of the Messenger of Allah in relation to dividing between his wives, that it returned back to that which is connected to the night time. And there is generally no discussion among the people of knowledge concerning the night. There is something though of a difference of opinion concerning whether the day is likewise to be divided between wives. And that is because of the fact that the origin is that the day is for seeking rizq, is for work, for amal, and other than that. And so, is it therefore compulsory upon a man to divide among his wives or between his wives in the day? Since the day, the origin of the day is for seeking rizq, then the vast majority of the people of knowledge hold that that isn't compulsory as the night is. But here the Prophet ﷺ would still end in relation after him giving salam to his families, then he would still end up on the day who the wife whose day it was. Nah.